Katie Kavanaugh.
All right. Hello, hello, everyone. Katie Kavanaugh and Ralph Havens here for you today. Today, we are going to be talking about knowing who you are. This is a great topic because we are coming into this time of really feeling what it's like to be aligned and what it feels like to totally not be aligned. And if you have been living on this planet for the past couple of weeks, the energies that have been surrounding us are really pointing us to look inside and to see who we are being, who we have been, and who we are working to become. So we thought it would be a great topic today because we work to help people release that resistance that comes up, that fear, the doubt, the worry in all aspects of life. But what happens when you are just becoming who you are, and there's parts of you that you know want to be set free and to bloom and blossom so that you can really become who you say you want to become? But what happens when you hit up against that resistance? There's some sort of fear of really truly being who we are meant to be here on this planet. And so we're going to talk about what that is and a little bit of how to unpack that today. So Ralph, welcome. It's so great to see you again. And what are your thoughts about when we are becoming who we are meant to be, but we're not quite there yet? And what kind of obstacles do you find that people sort of hit up against over and over and over when working to become the best version of who they can possibly be?
Well, thank you, Katie. So good to see you. And yeah, when we were in the green room ahead of time, we were talking about some of these things. And more and more, we're realizing that, you know, you're uniquely you and I'm uniquely me. And Leslie, who's with us, Leslie Plattner and Ilya Kavukas in our group healing session, our atomic healing session, we all have a different flavor. And you know, in a lot of the entrepreneurial world, especially, there's this idea, and in regular world, is like, well, go model success, like go find somebody that's doing what you want to do, and then you go do your version. And that kind of works somewhat, but it's really not it. And so the key that you and I have found is that the more we are just us, uniquely us, and really figure out like, well, what are we here to do, really? Then we can have a way to like see is what we're doing in line with that. And it seems so simple, but that's been the biggest success thing that we found. And the synchronicities come in different ways because we're all uniquely us. And that seems to be it. And I saw my little boy watches a channel of an interesting guy on YouTube, and he's got a very interesting channel of how he works with bugs, and very interesting bug guy. And then there were some other people on another channel that didn't have as many views as him at all, but they were kind of making fun of him and trying to like do their version of that. And it was so boring. And they were doing kind of the same thing he was doing, and it was so freaking boring. And but then you watch this guy who's uniquely him, that's doing him, he literally lets people lets bugs sting him, and he rates how bad the sting is. And he's been stung by some crazy stuff. He's got an EpiPen just in case he goes into shock. And his channel has like 20 million views. And these other people were trying to mimic him and come up with something like that. And it was so boring. And so I think, you know, what we found, you and I, is that when you're uniquely you and figure out what you're really here to do, life gets way better in all aspects. And so what would you say to that? Because it's like, it sounds too simple, but then like, and then also like, well, how do you do that? Like, how are you uniquely you when you want to create something special, you know?
Yeah, I think that, you know, we're so bombarded with what we think that we're supposed to be or do. And, you know, everything is modeled by the culture and society and even by our parents. And when we don't allow ourselves to fully embrace the things that we want to do or the things that bring us joy, and we, you know, we live under these limits put upon us of, you know, women should only have this role or men have to be this way. And when we don't allow ourselves to break free from that conditioning, that programming of who we're supposed to be, then we go into states of depression and states of not feeling good and dis-ease, right? The body is not at ease because we can literally feel in our body that what we are doing and who we are being is not aligned with the truth that is within our hearts, within our souls, within our being of why we're here. And when we try to break free from these norms, from what's, again, quote, expected of us, then we become the crazy ones or the weird ones or the outcasts because we choose to be different. But really what we're doing is we're choosing to be who we are. And just so many people are in this mindset that we're not allowed to be truly who we are. So the first step is recognizing the fact that, oh, I'm buying into somebody else's story. And when we can admit to ourselves or acknowledge or recognize what story we are buying into, then that's where the healing work happens because we have to break free from that story. And oftentimes we're so intertwined with that story has become our identity. And I see this happening a lot with moms. You know, we lose our sense of who we are because we have to take care of the kids, because we have to take care of the house. Maybe we have, you know, other family members that we're taking care of as well. And we give, and we forget, literally forget who we are because we are identified as this other thing, right? And that's not necessarily the truth of our being, of our soul, of our purpose here, of who we truly are. So just acknowledging where we're stuck in these stories is the first step. And Ralph, let me get your take on this as well. When you first realize that you are stuck in a story, what do you do to start breaking that cycle?
Well, one thing I do is I listen to my wife. So, because she seems to figure it out way before me. If you don't have someone like that, I recommend getting somebody like that, that can see your stuff and can give you some very specific, things because, basically it took me a lot longer to figure this out. And it was because I was trying to figure out how to do my healing work in the world in a way that I didn't have to do it through insurance model and, you know, the physical therapy model and, letting insurances and doctors tell me which way to do my therapy and not doing it other ways, even though it's more effective. I wanted this healing practice and I wanted it online and I wanted it in person. I wanted to help people heal and I didn't want restrictions. I wanted to really go for how can you do this bigger? And along the way, I it was kind of a sidetrack, but I had a coach, you know, I had a business coach to try to help me figure out how to get my healing work out to the world. And he said, wow, you can help people heal from anxiety. We have this thing called imposter syndrome. And all these online entrepreneurs have it. And so I started doing it with them because I did it in his group. I helped his people. And they started making a lot more money. Not all of them, but a lot of them. And I thought, well, this is my niche. You know, this is my people. And but something felt empty. And it's because my heart was in helping people get their health back. And yes, clearing anxiety and but also the chronic health concerns so that everybody could do what they're here to do, whether they're an entrepreneur or an executive or a mom or they are a postman or there's some, you know, what I found over the years was that when people get their health back, physical and their mental health back, they start to do what they're here to do. And then they get to uniquely be them. And it's just, that's what my thing is. And so my wife saw it way earlier than me. And she goes, Ralph, you're just not this heal entrepreneurs from imposter syndrome so they can make money. You're a healer. And I'm like, yeah, because I always felt weird. Like, what do you do, Ralph? Well, no. So as I cleared that and got very clear about like, I'm a healer and I help people get their health back, really get their health back and do what, so they can do what they're here to do and help them at each step of the way. What happened was all these people are our abundance more than doubled. And so instead of trying to go get the abundance, I just doubled down on what I'm here to do, which is my purpose of helping people heal. And when that happened, more people instantly found me. So you and I have found that path, and Leslie and Ilya in our group, and we've just seen it dialed in more and more. Like, there is stuff to do, and there's frameworks, like in your book, Pure Effin' Magic, there's frameworks that you can do, but ultimately it's about what I've noticed is if I can just keep myself tuned into like, who am I and what am I really here to do, and do that, then the effect, the abundance, the success, the happiness, that happens. And that's been my journey. What would you like to say about that? Because we're really excited about this direct path.
Yeah. You know, the more that you stop caring, literally stop caring about what other people think, the easier it becomes to simply live your life the way that you're meant to live it. But again, so many of us are so worried about what other people think. And that alone just can crush the spirit that we carry inside of us, because, oh, I have to be this way so that I don't upset this person, or no, my parents want me to be this way, so I can't go and, you know, live the kind of life that I want because I'm going to disappoint someone. Well, you know what, at this, where we are right now, let people just be disappointed with you. Like, it's okay. And the one thing that we don't want is to be disappointed with ourselves. Right. Yeah. Because we can't, how are we going to go through life being disappointed with ourselves, being like, oh, I wish I did this, I wish I did that, I should have spoken up for myself here, I could have gone this path, you know, all of these what if, could have, should have, whatevers. And we have to make the choice, really. We have to choose to fully be us and not let anything get in the way of that. And when we hit that wall of resistance, which is always there, because there's some sort of fear that we carry as humans for whatever reason, again, maybe it's that survival thing, I don't want to get booted from the tribe if I'm different sort of mentality that we still carry within our DNA. But when we meet that resistance and we figure out where it lives within us, then it becomes easier to clear that path, to take the next step, to take that guided action, because now you have the space to allow yourself to be you, which means new guided actions become available because you're seeing from a different lens. You're seeing from the truth of who you are, your true lens. And therefore, these new opportunities will show up. Different types of abundance will show up. And it's really the universe asking you to step in fully to whatever version you are becoming in that moment and to stay there. And it can happen little by little. It can happen kind of like all or nothing. I've seen that happen with people too. Like even just certain people deciding to get sober. And all of a sudden, just that first day can totally switch their lives completely around. And then you see them a year later, they're so different. And
it was one decision point right there.
It's one decision, exactly. You have to choose you. And I was just on a call with my publisher about this. This is the first chapter of my next book, is Choose You. And it's all about really owning who you are and coming to terms and accepting with grace the fact that maybe in the past you've done some things that weren't aligned, or you've done some things that you're not proud of, or that you regret, or you're unhappy or sad or whatever about, but also you needed to do those things. Like you put those things there for you, those challenges, those obstacles, and those solutions, so that you could grow into who you are meant to be. And I think that there's a sort of mistrust that we carry within ourselves about the path and about the progress that we have set for our own course. So what are your thoughts on that, of really being able to choose you and to own who you've been?
Well, it's so, your words are just like, just perfect. Because it's like, if I were to try to be a version of you, it wouldn't work, you know? And I have, there's this one person that I follow, and he said, hey, do you want to see how I did this really cool thing to make a lot of money? And all these people were saying, yes, for him to send his framework of that. And I was like, well, I could say yes. The old me would have said yes, but it's like, but that's his version of how he did it. It's not, it won't, all those people that put yes, send me how to do this. I want to do this the way you did this. There's going to be some that maybe do it because it kind of lines up with who they are. But I'm pretty sure most of them aren't going to get that kind of success because it's really not them. And so, yeah, it's interesting looking back on life and going, wow, that's where I didn't step up. And that's where I let fear get in the way. And even that was like part of the process right now. Like I can see like when I didn't go work for this one mentor of mine, because I was scared I was going to have sweaty hands. He wanted me to go work on his neck to like test me out. And I was so scared. I said, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to go start my own physical therapy practice. So I literally started my own practice because I was too fearful of him finding out that I had this anxiety, sweaty hand problem. I solved that problem. But I, you know, sometimes I think, man, I could have like really mentored under him for a while, but the fear didn't let me do it. Yet there was other times when I was like, I graduated from undergraduate school, but I was just working as a busboy because I didn't have a lot of self-worth. But I wanted to be the waiter because they made green money. They made lots of money. And so I asked them and they said, yeah, you can do it. And my first day was a Friday and it was really busy, of course, high-end restaurant. And I was driving there thinking, who am I? I'm just like a little kid from Del Rio. I can't do this. What am I doing? I was so full of fear. But I continued and because I was on the schedule and I did it and everybody congratulated me at the end of it. And then before I knew it, it's like, it was like normal for me to be a waiter, but I wasn't ready. I had way too much fear, had lots of anxiety. And sometimes I let that fear take hold of me and I didn't do something. And sometimes I went for it. So looking back, I'm like, I don't know. It's just quite a journey.
Yeah.
A journey.
Yeah. And all those places too, where there was fear, but you did it anyway, that right there is like pure gold, because our body remembers when we put ourselves in that type of situation where we did the thing, even if we didn't know how to do it, even if we were scared, even if we didn't want to do it. And then we can look at the outcome of taking that step and of saying, yeah, you know what? I'm going to do it anyway. Screw it. And so we can apply that same concept to being more of who we are, right? Even if we're scared, we can still take a new step in a different direction. Even if we don't know what to do, we can sit down with a project and say, I'm going to figure it out somehow. And the more that we push through this fear and just do the damn thing anyway, then we secure and we anchor in ourselves that empowerment, that confidence, that courage to really show up as who we are supposed to be. And again, even if we don't know who we're supposed to be, just there's something about just surrendering and allowing life to unfold for us. And it's like, well, okay, I'm this person today. I'm not going to be the same person tomorrow. And we can even drastically choose to be a different person every single day. So again, going back to, you know, the story of sobriety, you can choose to be sober one day, you can choose to not be sober another day. And then you can go back and choose to be sober. You can go back and choose not to be sober. It doesn't matter. It's you're allowing yourself the ability to choose. And I think that's the most important thing, is that you get to choose who you are. And I don't think that's taught to us enough, because we're told who we have to be.
Oh yeah.
All the time.
We're told by somebody. Yeah. And we want to belong. Yeah. That's the tough part, is like, you want to belong to the group. And so, you and I have kids, and it's so cool to see it in kids. Like yesterday was the first day of school, and our little new first grader was going in, and he had his backpack on, and he was heading in. And I could see it in the way he walked, that he was nervous, and he was like, wanted to do a good job. And he was going in there, and the teacher was just so, she just loves him, and was telling Jen some stuff that he did. And it's like, you know, that confidence that you get from some achievement from going for it. Like he, I could tell he would hold us the weeks before that. I don't like school. I don't want to go to school. It's pretty freaking scary to go to first grade.
Yeah. Yeah. Even to go to third grade. My kid's in third grade and it was, you know, it's a hard transition, but you know, at the same time, it's like, you know, you want to take away that pain, that fear, that suffering.
No, you want
at the same time, it's like you have to let them go and experience that. And we as adults don't allow ourselves to experience those things. And we talk ourselves up. There's 1,000 excuses of why you're not going to go do something on, you know, a Tuesday night at 6 o'clock, you
really
know?
Really good reasons of everything from the past to current state of affairs. Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, when it comes to really knowing who you are, then it's important to look at what choices that you're making of, you know, are you saying yes to yourself or are you constantly saying no to yourself? And I think it's really important. I know you have a nice little trick that you use that I would love for you to share when it comes to, is this aligned with who I am, who I'm being, who I'm becoming with my life? So can you share that little trick with us? I know you had mentioned it when we were talking before.
Yeah. And I made a little video on the YouTube channel. I'll go see if I can find it. But it's on my YouTube channel. And it's basically, I call it yes, no living. And so it's like, if you know, what I did for myself and for my clients is just like really tune in, like, who am I and what am I here to do? And then as I go through the day, you know, I plan it out, what am I gonna do for the day? But I have this yes, no thing. And I just see, is what I'm doing right now in line with who I am and what I'm here to do? And sometimes it's in line with who I am and what I'm here to do as a dad. Sometimes it's in line with who I'm here, what I'm here to do as a husband. Sometimes it's as a healer. Sometimes it's as a business person or a podcast co-host. You know, it's like, and sometimes it's like the thoughts are like not aligned. Like, you know, these thoughts, if I really believe who I am and what I'm here to do is this, if my thoughts are this, that's not aligned. I got to shift those thoughts. Those are not useful. Those are the thoughts that are completely not aligned. So it could be thoughts. It could be what I'm doing right now isn't aligned. Like, you know, maybe sometimes it is a perfect timing just to hang out with my little boy and watch a video. Other times just watching mindless videos, that's not aligned. So it's like, I just use this yes, no thing and go, I just run it through like, is this who I am? And is this what I'm here to do?
Yeah, I love that. I love that because again, I feel like it gives space to make that choice of, do I want to be this version of me or do I want to make a different choice and become a different version of me in this moment? And I think that's one of the most important things that we can do for ourselves when it comes to, again, knowing who we are and why we're here and just allowing ourselves to be exactly who we are without all of this judgment, without all of this negative self-talk or these limiting beliefs that we put on ourselves. These, you know, we cap our abilities because, you know, who are we to be so big and who are we to be unique and stand out and live life the way that we choose to live it when everybody else is doing what everybody else is doing. So when we're willing to take that step, when we're willing to make that choice, then it becomes much easier to say, again, to continue to say yes to yourself and to continue to work through that fear, even when it comes up, knowing that I have to take this step, even though I'm scared, because this is who I am. This is that calling. This is this pull that I'm getting from my heart, from my soul. The universe is smacking me in the face with signs that I got to do this. So I got to do this thing, right? And when we get those types of signs, then we know that whatever that opportunity is aligned. And it's just us, it's our fear, it's our ego talking to us saying, no, 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 don't do that. Stay where you're comfortable. But in truth, those moments when you catch yourself being like, no, I want to do this, but no, those are the moments where you need to step forward and just run face first into the fire. And that is what is going to solidify that part of you and that knowing, like, yeah, this is who I am. You feel different when you say yes to those situations and you have those experiences.
It really is like a little kid going to school. It's freaking scary. And then you come out of the school at the end of the day and start playing with everybody and you're a different kid. You know, you did it. And that's, yeah, you know, we have, we put together this framework and put it into a 10-part video series and of these processes. And I want to give it to everybody. And then we have the group that we do this live in. You and I do this live. It's 5 days a week. We do this kind of healing live with people to really find what's going on with them and where that is that's in the way of people being who they are and what they want to do in life, getting their health back and their life back and living how they want to live. And so I put the link in the comments to just go put your email in there and then you'll get in your inbox this 10-part video series that that we've been developing over the last years, our whole lives, but especially the last 2 years in our group. And we just want to give it to you so you can just go through and treat it like a course if you want and use these principles. Ultimately, it is about, like you talked about, Katie, like we talked about being who you are and doing what you're here to do. But there's so many nuances and hidden places where there's stuff in the way. And so that's what we got. And if you want it, just find it in the comments, wherever you're seeing this on Rumble or Anchor or Spotify, or it's going to be everywhere. And yeah, just if that speaks to you, go grab it. And the link is there.
Yeah. Yeah. This has been really, really powerful today, I think. And so thank you for everyone who joined us and who is watching the replays. Let us know in the comments what has been most valuable for you today. Let's see. Is there anything else that needs to come through?
One thing that needs to, I just want to say thank you for being you and showing up. Because you and I have, you know, it's been quite a journey to have this dream and this passion to do this healing thing and to transform our lives and help our families get what we want and to help other people. And I just want to thank you for showing up, because it's like, it's just good to have a cohort in this. So I just want to say thank you.
Yeah, and thank you for being you as well. And, you know, for everyone else out there, thank you for being here and for allowing your light to shine on this planet. Because seriously, no matter who you are, where you are, what you're doing, you are valuable and important. And if you weren't here, there would be a huge void.
Yeah.
So just
it's breaking up a little bit. So, yeah, so in these days with the world doing what the world's doing, I just think it's so valuable that
somebody needed.
And I think maybe that's the sign Katie broke the internet again, because she's amazing like that. So it broke up a little bit, but we got the message though. Yeah, let's all go right. Get us and do what we're here to do and reach out to us, you know, find us, send us a message, click the link, get that 10-part video series. And join us live if you want to have our help. So thank you, Katie. Yay. All right.
Thank you.
I'll turn off the recording on this end. Let's see. Stop recording.